This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's official now. Delta and Northwest plan to merge in a deal that would create the world's largest airline. That's in terms of traffic. There's still a lot of details to be worked out. We have several reports today on the merger. We'll hear about opposition in Washington. And first, about complications related to some airline employees. The Northwest Pilots Union says they will do everything it can to block the Delta-Northwest deal. Without the pilots' support, a newly merged airline could have trouble saving on its operating costs. And reducing costs is the whole point. Here's NPR's Kathy Lohr.
Delta executives say they tried to do something different, something revolutionary, to bring in pilot groups before the merger was announced and get their agreement. Today in New York, Delta spokesman Mike Campbell says the airline got half of what it wanted.
We were successful with the Delta pilots in concluding an agreement. On the other hand, with the Northwest pilots, we didn't. Now that we announced, we still have 8 or 9 months during the regulatory process to bring them on board.
Northwest and Delta pilots have been trying for months to reach an agreement on seniority issues, but failed. It's the union's seniority system that decides which pilots get which flights and greatly affects their salaries and pension plans. Under the proposal, Delta extended its current contract with pilots to 2012 and gave them 3.5% equity in the new airline. Northwest pilots say Delta pilots would be getting the better deal. In a memo, Northwest Pilots Union Chairman David Stevens says the risk to Northwest Airlines and to the Northwest Pilots Group is simply too great, and that no group of pilots is going to put up with a deal like this. If they don't reach agreement, the result could be a long and divisive labor negotiation down the road. Some question how the combined airline can achieve the cost reductions and increased revenues it's seeking when it's not closing any hubs, not drastically reducing its flight schedule, and has yet to resolve seniority issues with Northwest pilots. But Delta officials said today they expect the airline to be profitable in the first year of combined operations. Both carriers have been through bankruptcy, and both have already cut their domestic routes. Mergers are never easy. One of this scope may be even more challenging. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.